invoking Bhagavan's presence and grace. Invoking your Ishtadevata. Invoking the Sampradaya. Turning your buddhi gently towards your own presence, your own being, the self that you are. Recognize your own presence, ever present to the buddhi, to all vrittis, to all experiences. Recognize your own nature, yourself, as the inner friend. We start out by invoking the inner friend, by remembering those times when you've been a friend. So many times. And invoking that part of yourself returned toward our own little ones, or toward our mind, or our issues, or problems. And let that part of ourselves be kind of the last word in terms of how we talk to ourselves, or how we talk to the little ones. I always invoke the inner friend. But when we invoke the inner friend, we are really invoking ourself, the Atma, my own presence. My own presence is the presence of the inner friend, unencumbered by worries, emotions, reactions, the traumas of the little ones inside. So that inner friend being my own nature. Is ever present. Always free from fear. Always welcoming, not as a verb, but as its own. My own swarupa, my own nature. Never touched or thrown off guard. Impossible to be touched or thrown off guard by any experience. Being the invariable who's present to all experiences. If your own being is the inner friend, Ishwara is also the inner friend. Your Ishtadevata is also the inner friend. So some inner work, if you feel to do it, or maybe you feel just to contemplate, but if you feel to do some inner work, one possible suggestion is to bring to mind any dvesha, anything that you're concerned about, worried about, feel pressured, anything, any person. And then in reference to that, just ask yourself, what is it that you're afraid of? Has something very revealing about that. What are you afraid of? And then what do you want? Just a suggestion.